Our final guest for today's show is Tanika Parker. Now, Tanika, against all best wisdom, has decided to run for politics. Tanika is a nurse. She's grown up in North Queensland. She's running for Katter's Australia Party. Now, I should say before I introduce Tanika and we have a chat is I did invite the Greens candidate for Cook onto the show so that we could have a bit of a debate, a bit of a spirited discussion. Didn't hear back from the Greens, unfortunately. So the invitation was extended. Tanika was thankfully the only one who took me up on the offer. So without further ado, Tanika, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Gavin. Pleasure to be here.
Now, for people who may not have met you before, who may not know your story, I mentioned that you were a nurse. I also understand you were born in Townsville. We won't hold that against you. You've also obviously spent a lot of time in the Cape. Give us a quick rundown of your bio and your story.
So a very quick snapshot. I was born in Townsville, and then we moved to property in Cape York, so specifically in Hopevale, and I was pretty much bred there and grew up there. I went to boarding school in Townsville, also went to Cooktown School. I also, unfortunately, competed in country music festivals. So,
in terms of what, singing?
Yes, yeah.
So, do we get to hear a rendition?
I shouldn't
today?
Have brought that up.
I'm so glad you brought.
No, maybe another time.
I'm a big Johnny Cash fan. Can you? No, when I
Ring
won't,
of Fire.
I won't ask
no,
you,
no,
I won't
that's
ask
right.
you to do a few bars. Now, and health obviously is a big part of your career up
yes.
to this point.
Yeah, well and truly. So, after completing my secondary schooling in Townsville, boarding school, I then went on to do a Bachelor's of Nursing Science majoring in mental health.
Okay. So a huge need for those type of services and those skills in the Cape. Now, I'm going to be a bit frank here.
Please do.
You're not the typical Katter Australia Party candidate.
So I've been told.
A good thing, which
yes.
is a very good thing. I had a quick scan of the current makeup of Parliament, which of course has just been dissolved now that we're in the election period.
Mm-hmm.
About 30% of the MPs are women, but not a lot are under 40. Am I allowed to ask how old you are?
Yes, well and truly. I'll hit you outside of this. Nah, all good. So I actually just turned 31 a couple of days ago. Last week, actually.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's very exciting because a lot of the makeup of all parliaments, not just Queensland, there's a lot of old men, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And so it's fantastic to, regardless of what party people are from, whether we agree with particular policies of particular parties, the fact that we've got young people like yourself with new ideas, new vision, new energy,
yeah.
I think is so important. Of course, if you're elected, even better. But just the fact that you're having a go, that you're throwing in the true Katter spirit, you're throwing your hat in the ring. But why, Tanika? Why are you running for politics?
Well, look, this last couple of days, I'm asking myself the same thing. To be honest, to be quite frank with you, this was a sort of master plan. So, unfortunately, in Cape York, we don't have the resources for education. And unfortunately, we need to leave our home and get that education and experience. So I've done that with the hope and the goal of returning to Cape York, my home, when the time was right. And consequently, the time is right now. And I know I am a young face and I do bring fresh ideas and whatnot, but it's quite sad how neglected Cape York has been left behind. This has been arising whilst I've been on the campaign road, that issues that were being talked about when I was younger are still around, if not worse. And we're talking about 20 to 30 odd years.
And billions of dollars.
Yes, very much so. So the question is, you know, what have the past governments been doing for the last 20 to 30 years? And now I'm back. So I'm also Indigenous from Hopevale. And when we, you know, say speeches and whatnot, we acknowledge the past, present and future. And consequently, you're looking at the future and I'm not happy. So you'll find that the youth are not happy with the current environment of Cape York. You know, there's not enough opportunities. There's no resources. The roads are poor. Healthcare is poor. If I don't stand up, I'm not too sure who's going to, especially with what you said before. There's a lot of older men running parliament, and it's been evident that they haven't really done much.
Mm. Now, historically, the Katter Party has polled third or fourth in the race for Cook. It's obviously a Labor member has been in now. It had been the LNP previously as well. What are your chances? What are you hearing on the ground? Are you confident of, I guess, doing better than what previous CAP candidates have done in Cook?
Yes. So we have a very high chance of holding the balance of power. And what this means is, the KAP stand for regional Queensland specifically. And unfortunately, Far North Queensland has been left to sort of fend for themselves, unfortunately. The KAP does represent those people. If we do hold the balance of power, it means great things for Far North Queensland, things that should have been in place and implemented 20 to 30 odd years ago. And that's looking quite high.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it a prerequisite to become a candidate for the Katter Party that you can shoot a gun? Can you shoot a gun?
I used to shoot when I was younger. I haven't in a while. Bob Katter, Uncle Bob, he is a great teacher and mentor. I have asked him for a gun, no pressure, Uncle Bob, for my birthday. I got a hat instead. I'm not complaining.
And is it bigger? I understand that it's bigger. Your hat is bigger than Bob's.
It is.
Is that a fact?
It is. It's wow. A fact. Lock it in, Eddie.
It must be like a ranking system, is it? Maybe the bigger the hat, the more authority you have in the...
We'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with
we'll
that.
Go we'll go with that, definitely. With that. Yeah, well and truly.
Now, it is going to be... Obviously, the election was called just a couple of days ago. It really is game on. Mm. You've got a massive electorate to cover. Cook, I think, is one of the biggest in... second biggest in Queensland. Funding, to get around to these places, to remote communities, it's a real challenge. And you've got kids?
No, not yet.
Okay. well, that's probably a good thing, given how much you will have to travel over the next 3 weeks or so.
That's it.
How are you going to meet that challenge? How are you going to get out there and speak to enough people over the next 3 weeks, really?
I'm going to rise to the challenge, but not only is this my home, Far North Queensland, I've been very much a part of Far North Queensland for the whole of my life. So whether that was travelling to Weipa and other communities for netball, whether that was travelling to other communities to compete in country music festivals, I've been an active member for the community. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to the travel and meeting people on the ground. That's no problems.
And so to finish it off, you are going to give us a few bars of a song, aren't you?
I mean, I could give you a remix. Nah, just joking. Maybe.
Love it. It's good. It's like I said at the start, it's just so good to see young people having a crack. You wouldn't know it by looking at me, but I'm actually 25.
Yeah, I think so.
And so these grey hairs and these wrinkles are the result of a very short time in Parliament. So I'm just warning you.
Don't tell me that. I've already got a few since campaigning with Uncle Bob.
well, I can imagine Uncle Bob would do that to anyone. Look, Tanika, congratulations on standing. Best of luck over the next few weeks. We wish you well. It's going to be fascinating in Cook with some really good candidates, I think, from all parties. So best of luck. Thanks for being in the studio.
Thank you very much, Gavin. And for everyone else, vote one, Tanika Parker, KAP.